This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Schools across Colorado and Arizona were closed once again today as thousands of teachers continued their walkouts for better wages and better investment in public schools. There have been other teacher strikes, as you know, in Kentucky, Oklahoma, and West Virginia already this year. But the root cause of a lot of the teachers' discontent goes back a good 10 years or more. From the Education Desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
The housing crash and the recession it triggered hit Arizona hard. And between 2008 and 2015, the state cut funding for schools more than anywhere in the country, nearly 37%. Kelly Nolan teaches elementary school in Phoenix.
We lost instructional aides. We lost cafeteria help. They cut our crossing guards. They cut the cleaning crew.
The art programs, the music programs, the nurses, the librarians.
Kathy Beebe is a retired teacher and administrator who lives in Tempe.
They're the first ones to go, and then they never get, restored back to those services that the kids really need.
While the state has restored some funding in recent years, it's still down more than 13% since the recession. Casilda Espinoza teaches high school government in Phoenix. This year, her students have no books.
The book we had was outdated. I do not believe President Obama was in our book. I think it might have been from 2001 and 2002.
Arizona is one of many states spending less on education than a decade ago. Rachel Lawrence teaches high school near Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
We're currently spending $500 million a year less than we did in 2008. So we're not prioritizing education, even though we have the money.
Nicholas Johnson tracks school finance at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He says the recession was just the start.
Sales tax revenue went down because people were spending less. Income tax revenue went down because people were earning less. And so that was the first hit on state budgets.
The second hit came a few years later when emergency aid from the Federal Recovery Act ran out.
And then the third thing that has happened since then is that a lot of states have been cutting taxes.
Including Arizona, West Virginia, Oklahoma, and Kentucky, states where teachers have been mobilizing for better pay and school funding. By 2015, Johnson says 29 states were still spending less on education than they were before the recession. That's the most recent data that includes funding from local property taxes.
In the current school year, there's at least 12 states where school funding is at least 7% below where it was in 2008.
Together, state and local funding make up about 90% of school budgets, with the rest coming from the federal government. Wealthier districts can make up for some gaps in state funding through property taxes. But Michael Griffith, with the Education Commission of the States, says many legislatures have capped how much revenue local governments can raise from property taxes.
Even though property values are going up in some areas, districts can't necessarily tap that value because caps have been put on by the state.
In the 10 years since the recession, teacher salaries around the country haven't kept pace with the growing economy. Take Kelly Nolan, who's been teaching 28 years. In the past decade, aside from small cost of living increases, she says she's had one annual raise of $800. Arizona ranks near the bottom of states for teacher pay.
It would be very nice for me if I had a pay raise before I retired. But a lot of these people picketing are newer teachers, and they need a living wage.
Nolan says she's hoping for a small sales tax increase that would bring teacher salaries up to the national median. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.